chapter 79, subject Liberation of Balwal and Lord Balaram's touring in the sacred holy places. After this, when there were ceremonial days on the full moon and dark moon fortnightly occasions, there appeared a great hailstorm. The whole sky became covered with dust and the atmosphere became surcharged with filthy smell. Just after this, on the arena of sacrifice, the mischievous demons, Balwal, began to shower torrents of stools and urines and other impure articles. After this onslaught, the demon himself appeared with a great trident in his hand. He was a gigantic person, and his body appeared to be a huge mass of congregated carbon, black stacked together. His hairs on the head, his beard and moustaches appeared to be melted, copper-like red, and because of his great beards and moustaches, his mouth appeared to be very dangerously fearful. Lord Balaram, as soon as saw the demon, immediately prepared himself to strike him, taking carefully his plow and club, and he began to think how he could smash the great demon into pieces. As soon as Lord Balaram called for his plow and club, immediately they appeared before him. The demon Balwal was flying in the sky, and Lord Balaram, at the first opportunity, dragged him by his plow and immediately, with anger, slashed his club on the head of the demon, who was a great disturbance of the pious Brahmins. By this striking by Balaram, the forehead of the demon became fractured. There was profuse oozing out of blood from his forehead. Therefore, he began to scream very loudly and in this way fell down on the ground. His falling down on the ground can be compared as if a great mountain with red oxide on the top became stricken by the thunderbolt and smashed down on the ground. The inhabitants of Naimisharana, learned sages and Brahmins, by seeing this, became very much pleased and they began to offer their respectful prayers to Lord Balaram. They offered their heartfelt blessings upon the Lord, and all of them said that Lord Balaram's attempt to do anything would never be a failure. After this, the sages and the Brahmins performed a ceremonial bathing of Lord Balaram, exactly like the demigods do in case of King Indra's victory over the demons. The Brahmins and the sages, after this, honored Lord Balaram by presenting him first-class new clothing and ornaments, a garland of victory, which was thrown by lotus flower, the reservoir of all beauty and never to be dried up, being in everlasting existence. After this incident, he took permission from all the Brahmins assembled at Naimisharana and then, accompanied by other Brahmins, came on the bank of the river Kaushika. After taking his bath in this holy place, he proceeded towards the river Saraju and visited the source of the river. Thus, he began to travel on the banks of the Saraju River, and gradually he reached at Prayag, where there is confluence of three rivers, Ganges, Jamuna, and Saraswati. Here also, he regularly took his bath, worshipped the local temples of gods, and as it is enjoined in the Vedic literature, he offered oblations to the forefathers, sages, etc. And after finishing this business, he reached the ashram of Pulaha sage. From there he went to Gandaki on the river of Gomati. After this he took his bath in the river Bipasa. Then gradually he came down on the bank of the Son River. The Son River is still running as one of the big rivers in the Bihar province. There also he took his regular bath and performed the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Gradually he came down to the pilgrimage Gaya, where there is the celebrated Vishnu temple. According to the advice of his father Vasudev, he offered oblations to the four fathers in this Vishnu temple. From here he gradually reached the delta of the Ganges, where the sacred river Ganges has mixed with the Bay of Bengal. This sacred place is called Ganga Sagar, and by the end of January every year, still there is a great assembly of saintly persons and pious men, even up to date, as much as there is assembly of saintly persons in Prayag every year, which is called Magh Mela there. Lord Balaram, after finishing his bathing and ritualistic ceremonies of Ganga Sagar, he gradually proceeded towards the mountain known as Mahendra Parvat. At this place, he met the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Parashuram, and Lord Balaram offered his respect to Parashuram by bowing down before him. After this, gradually he turns towards southern India and visited the banks of the river Godavari. After taking his bath in the river Godavari and performing the necessary ritualistic ceremonies, he gradually visited the other rivers, the name Pena, Pampa and Bhimarathi. On the bank of the river Bhimarathi, there is the deity Swami Kartik. After visiting Kartik, Lord Balaram gradually proceeded to Saulpur or Solapur. This is a pilgrimage in the province of Maharashtra. This Solapur is one of the biggest districts in Maharashtra province. Then he gradually proceeded towards the Dravid Desh. The southern India is divided into five parts, and they are called Panchadravid. As northern India is also divided into five parts called Panchagaura. All the big acharyas of modern age, namely Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbarka, all of them advented in these Dravida provinces. Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bengal, which is part of five Gauradesha. Most important pilgrimage in the southern India are Dravidas is Venkatachala, or commonly known as Balaji. From here he proceeded towards Vishnu Kanchi. From there he proceeded on the bank of the Kaveri. He took his bath in the river Kaveri, then he gradually reached Ranga Kshetra. The biggest temple in the world is there in this Ranga Kshetra, and the deity Vishnu is celebrated as Ranganath. A similar temple of Ranganath is there in Vrindavan, although it is not as big as the temple in Ranga Kshetra. Still, this Ranganath temple in Vrindavan is the biggest of all. While going to Vishnu Kanchi, Lord Balaram visited also Shiva Kanchi. After visiting Ranga Kshetra, he gradually proceeded towards Madura, or commonly known as the Mathura of southern India. After visiting this place, gradually he proceeded towards Setubandha. The Setubandha is the place where Lord Ramchandra constructed the stone bridge from India to Lanka, within bracket Ceylon. In this particular holy place, Setubandha, Lord Balaram distributed 10,000 cows to the local Brahmin priests. It is the Vedic custom that when a rich visitor goes to any pilgrimage, he gives in charity to the local priest houses, cows, ornaments, garments, or in other words, all necessities of the Brahmins. This system of visiting pilgrimages and providing the local Brahmin priests with all necessities of life has very much deteriorated in this age of Kali. The richer section of population is no more attracted by these pilgrimages because of their degradation in Vedic culture. And the Brahmin priests also, who depended on such visitors, they have also degraded in their professional duty of helping the visitors. These Brahmin priests in the pilgrimages are called Panda or Pandit, which means formerly they are very learned Brahmins and they used to guide the visitors in every details of the purpose of coming there, and thus both the visitors and the priests were benefited by mutual cooperation. But from the description of Lord Balaram's visiting the different places of people, even before 5,000 years ago, he proceeded from there towards Kritamala and Tamrapurni. These two rivers are also celebrated as sacred rivers, and Lord Balaram took his bath in those rivers. From there, he proceeded toward the Malaya Hills. This Malaya Hill is very great. It is said that there are 7 ranges of this hill. The Malaya Hill referred herewith is one of the 7 ranges. The great sage of the name Agastya used to live in this Malaya Hills, and Lord Balaram visited him and offered his respect by bowing down before him. After taking his blessings and permission from there, he proceeded towards the Indian Ocean, and at the last point of the cape, there is a big temple of goddess Durga. She is known as Kanyakumari. This Kanyakumari temple was also visited by Lord Ramchandra. Therefore, it is to be understood that this temple is existing for millions of years. From there, he visited the Indian Ocean, or the Southern Ocean, where there is a pilgrimage known as Falgun Tirtha. This Falgun Tirtha is celebrated on account of Lord Vishnu of the name Ananta lying there. From there, he visited another pilgrimage known as Panchab Saras. There also, he took regular bath and observed the ritualistic ceremony. This pilgrimage is also celebrated as the place of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Lord Balaram distributed there 10,000 of cows to the local Brahmin priests. Now, from Cape Comorin, he turned towards Kerala. This country, Kerala, is still existing under the name of South Kerala in southern India. After visiting this place, he came to Gokarna Tirtha. This Gokarna Tirtha is the place of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is worshipped there constantly. From there, he visited the temple of Arja Devi, which is surrounded by water all round. From that island, he went to the place known as Sutparo. After this, he took bath in the river known as Tapti, Poyosni, Nirminda. Then he came to the forest known as Dandakaran. This forest Dandakarana, Lord Ramchandra lived while he was exiled. Then he came on the bank of the river Narmada, biggest river in the central India. On the bank of this great river Narmada, there is a pilgrimage known as Mahismati Puri. Lord Balaram, after taking regular bath in this pilgrimage, he came back again to the Prabhas Tirtha, where from he began his journey. When he returned to Prabhas Tirtha, he heard from the Brahmins there that in the battle of Kurukshetra, mostly the Kshatriyas are all killed. Thus he felt relieved that the burden of the world has been reduced. Actually, Lord Krishna and Balaram appeared on this earth to lessen the burden of military strength created by the ambitious Kshatriya kings. That is the way of materialistic life. People are not satisfied by the absolute necessities of life, but create extra demands ambitiously, which is again checked up by the laws of nature or by laws of God, appearing as famine, war, pestilence, and similar catastrophes. When he, however, heard that the Kurus are still engaged in fighting, he came back to the battlefield on the same day when Bhimsen and Duryodhan were just engaged in duel fighting. He wanted to stop them as well-wisher of both of them, but they did not. Expire. When Lord Balaram appeared on the scene, King Yudhishthir, his youngest brothers, Nakul, Sahadev, Lord Krishna and Arjun, immediately offered their respectful obeisances to Lord Balaram, but without speaking anything, all of them remained silent. The reason is that Lord Balaram was somewhat affectionate to Duryodhan, because Duryodhan specifically learned the art of fighting with club from Balaramji. Thus, when the fighting was going on, King Yudhishthir and others thought that Balaram might have come there to say something in favor of Duryodhan, and thus they remained silent. At that time, both Duryodhan and Bhimsen were very much enthusiastic in the fighting with clubs, and in the midst of many audiences, both of them very skillfully were trying to strike the other, and while attempting to do so, it appeared that both of them were dancing very nicely. In the dancing mode also, it was clear that both of them were very, very angry. As Lord Balaram wanted to stop the fighting, he said as follows, "My dear King Duryodhan and Bhimsen, I know that both of you are great fighters. Both of you are well known in the world as great heroes in fighting. But still, I think that Bhimsen, by his bodily strength, is superior than Duryodhan. But at the same time, Duryodhan is superior to the art of fighting with club. Taking these into consideration, my opinion is none of you is inferior to the other in the matter of fighting. Under the circumstances, there is very little chance of one being defeated by the other. Therefore, I request you not to waste your time in fighting in this way. I wish that you may stop this unnecessary fight." Person closed. Actually, the good instruction given by Lord Balaram to both Bhimsen and Duryodhan was equally beneficial for both of them. But both of them were so much wrapped up in anger against the other that they simply remembered their personal behavior in enmity since a very, very long time. Both of them took it a chance of killing the other. Therefore, they did not give very much importance to the instruction of Lord Balaram. Both of them became like madmen, remembering their strong accusation and ill behavior with one another. Lord Balaram immediately took understand the destiny which was awaiting to both of them. Therefore, he did not become very much eager further in this matter. Therefore, instead of staying there, he decided to return back to the city of Dwarka. Thus, when he returned in the city of Dwarka, he was received with great jubilation by relatives and friends, headed by King Ugrasen and other elderly persons. All of them came forward to welcome Lord Balaram returned back. After this, he again went to the holy pilgrimage Naimisharana, and the sacred saintly persons, Brahmins, all of them understanding that Lord Balarama, although Kshatriya, was now retired from the fighting business, because the Brahmins and the sages were always for peace and tranquility. All of them embraced Balaram with great affection and induced him to perform various kinds of sacrifices in that sacred spot of Naimisharana. Actually, Lord Balaram had no business to perform different kinds of sacrifices as they recommended for ordinary human being. He is the supreme personality of Godhead, therefore he himself is the enjoyer of all such sacrifices. As such, his exemplary action by performing sacrifices was only to give lesson to the common man how they should abide by the injunction of the Vedas. After this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram, instructed the sages and saintly persons there the subject matter of the living entity's relationship with this cosmic manifestation, how one should accept this whole universe and how one should deal with them not to achieve the highest goal of perfection. The highest goal of perfection is to understand that the whole cosmic manifestation is resting on the Supreme Personality Godhead, and the Supreme Personality Godhead is also present all pervasively in everything, including the minutest atom. This is the function of the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After this, Lord Balaram took bath, which is called Abhamritha bath, accepted after finishing sacrificial performances. After taking his bath, he dressed himself in new silken garments and decorated with nice, beautiful jewelries. Along with his relatives and friends, he appeared to be shining full moon along with the luminaries in the sky. Lord Balaram is the personality of Godhead Ananta himself. Therefore, he is beyond the scope of understanding by mind, intelligence or body. He descended exactly like human being and was behaving also in that way. For his own purpose only, it can be simply explained as the Lord's pastime. Nobody can even estimate the unlimited demonstrations of his pastime, because he is all-powerful. Lord Balaram is original Vishnu. Therefore, anyone remembering these pastimes of Lord Balaram in the morning, evening, will certainly become a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, his life becomes successful in all respects. Next paragraph. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 79th chapter. Krishna, the matter of liberating of Balbal and Lord Balaram's touring in sacred holy places.